He hath done great things for me, January 21st. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Oh, what a relationship is this! Higher and holier than any earthly tie. God adopts you into his family, you become members of the royal household, sons and daughters of the King who rules in the heaven of heavens. Can you desire a more exalted position than is here promised? Is not this enough? Said the angel, what could God do for the children of men more than he has already done? If such love, such exalted promises are not appreciated, could he devise anything higher, anything richer and more lofty? All that God could do, has been done for the salvation of men. The Lord desires us to appreciate the great plan of redemption, to realize our high privilege as the children of God, and to walk before him in obedience, with grateful thanksgiving. He longs to see gratitude welling up in our hearts because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because we may cast all our care upon him who cares for us. He bids us rejoice because we are the heritage of the Lord, because the righteousness of Christ is the white robe of his saints, because we have the blessed hope of the soon coming of our Savior,